This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we feature My Private Eye and their performance from Midwest Music Fest 2013. My Private Eye is a three-piece indie rock band from Winona, Minnesota, with guy-girl harmony, plenty of distortion, and catchy little ditties to shake your moneymaker to. You're listening to The Live Feed with Adam Lush.
All right, you're here with Adam Lush, and we're talking to My Private Eye for The Live Feed right now. And can we just go around and let me know your name and what you do in the band?
My name is Zach, and I play drums.
My name is Megan, and I play bass and sing.
My name is Todd, and I play guitar and various other important things in the band. Arguably, like, the most important member, but I'm not going to say that for sure. But I do, like, so many things other than just the guitar, so...
All right. How do you guys feel about that? Most important, or what do you think?
Yeah, by far probably the second most important member of the band.
All right. So are you guys are from Winona, if I understand correctly, or based in the area?
I am. No, I guess we're all here. We're all here now. Yeah.
All right, so that's Winona. All right. How did you guys meet first, and how did you come together and decide you want to make music together?
All right. Well, it's a long one, okay? So... It all started on, like, a stormy night, all right? It was on Garvin Heights, and we were snowed in up there, but we did have a box of Franzia, and we had, like, a case of, do you remember the specific beer it might have been? It was something cheap.
Hams. We'll say
it was Hams. Probably it was Hams. And at the time, we were all in different bands, and... Zach wasn't a part of the band yet.
Zach wasn't even born yet.
Yeah. He might not have been born yet. But then, basically, we were all in different bands, and then we were snowed in and just hanging out that night, so we just started writing, like, other kinds of music, and then it evolved into what My Private Eye is now, I guess. There's more to that story, but, you know, that's the condensed version, I guess.
Sure. So how do you guys describe your sound? What kind of elements of music are you trying to put together to make your own unique sound?
I'd say there's a blend of pop and punk and rock.
Metal. A little bit of metal.
Yeah, there's different things going on, but I think, you know, yeah, there is... There's pop to it. The songs are kind of pop structured, I would say. There's, you know, hooks and stuff, but it's really noisy and kind of, you know, chaotic at times as well. And just a lot of noise going on. It's kind of like Kelly Clarkson meets, you know, something noisier.
We'll be right back.
We now return to Adam Lush and his interview with the members of My Private Eye. You're listening to The Live Feed.
Okay, so what kind of bands did you guys grow up listening to, and where do you get your inspiration when you're writing your own stuff?
I'd say I started off playing drums to Metallica, and that kind of moved into Led Zeppelin, and now I'm more of a jazz guy. I play with the WCU Jazz Ensembles and study jazz there at WCU.
My brother probably got me into playing music by when he first got a guitar and played Nirvana songs every day. So I guess kind of the grunge music.
Yeah, see, I think early on it was Dr. Dre, The Chronic, and Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style, and even a little bit of House of Pain, I will admit. And then a couple Christian albums that my mom bought for me. And then then I saw, I think it was like 7th grade or something, I saw a Nirvana music video on MTV, and then it was, I started listening to different music.
So did you just start, or have you been playing together for a while, or what's the deal?
We've been playing together with this lineup for about 2 years, but how long have you guys been playing before that?
Yeah. We've probably been playing about 3.5, maybe.
Yeah, something like that, or even more. Like, I mean, for a while it was just a project that wasn't a band. Like, we were in different bands. We just kind of like wrote songs and like maybe recorded something, but it wasn't an actual band until, yeah, maybe 3 or so years ago.
Okay, so do you have any CDs or recordings or anything out there that people can get yet?
No, we did more recordings when we were a fake band. Now that we're an actual band, we haven't recorded anything. But soon, right? Soon.
Hopefully. So have you guys been doing a lot of shows like this, kind of just promoting yourself that way, or?
Yeah, pretty much just mostly local stuff. Yeah, we haven't, because since there's no recordings, we haven't tried to go out of town too much or book anything too far away.
This next one's about a special girl. Yeah.
You're listening to The Live Feed and our coverage of Midwest Music Fest 2013. We now return to Adam Lush and his interview with My Private Eye.
Okay, so let's talk about your writing style. How do you go about approaching writing your music? And is somebody started off and then kind of handed over, or do you guys always just kind of combine together?
I think usually it starts with an idea. You know, like someone will say, hey, well, someone's like, they'll be hungry or something. They'll be like, hey, like, I'm hungry. And it's like, well, like, let's use that as inspiration. Like, I mean, what kind of foods do you like? And we usually say the same things, like pizza. Everybody, we always say pizza because, I mean, and they're like, well, we could write a song about pizza, but then we don't. And we'll just write something totally different. But the inspiration was all, the food was mostly the inspiration for most of our songs, I think. Unless, I don't know, like Megan wrote a couple songs that weren't food-based, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, Todd and I write the songs. Todd writes most of them, and I, when I feel creative, we'll write a song or two. But then we just all come up with our own parts, and it's pretty much the process.
Okay, so other than maybe pizza, what type of stuff do you write about usually? Do you write about personal events or anything like that?
Well, Walter Vinkus, this was a guy that my family's from the Illinois area, like near Chicago, and we were visiting my aunt. Well, I don't mean to get morbid, but she's dead. We were visiting her at the graveyard. So, but then we were like walking around looking at other gravestones. That we stumbled upon this crazy one. It was just like it was a family that was all like buried together, and there's all these like white boots and just crazy like flowers and memorabilia lying around. And I looked up this guy Walter Vinkus. We looked him up online, and he used to be this like strip club owner. And I forget the name of his strip club, but he sounded like he was just a crazy guy. And so we, yeah, we wrote a song based on what we thought he may have been like.
So you kind of recreated his history and put it into a song.
Knowing very little actually about him.
Just going off the name. I like that. That's cool. Okay, so what does it feel like to be on stage for you guys? And I don't know, do you like writing music better, or do you like performing it?
I feel like I'm definitely more of a performer than a writer myself. Definitely feel more alive when I'm on the stage just performing what has already been created.
Yeah, it kind of is thrilling, I suppose, and also kind of makes you nervous, but it feels good and it's fun and kind of gives you like an adrenaline rush once you're all done.
Yeah, I like them both, and playing in front of people is fun, but you know, I get fairly anxious, but you know, after, you know, like seven to ten drinks, I'm fine, so...
All right, have you guys had any embarrassing moments on stage or anything like that that we can get into?
Yeah, I think Todd can tell you all about embarrassing moments on stage.
Well, yeah, actually last year at Midwest Music Fest, maybe you'll get something good for your live one this time. I had to run home quick. I forgot all my pedals, and it was like right before the set. And so I was like super stressed because I had to run back and try and get there, and we started our set late. And then it was like third song in, it was a new song. And I just like played the opening riff and then just went, like my mind went completely blank and could not recover. So we had to just like stop the entire song. And then I just kind of played it off like, oh, you know, it's a new one. So,
but really, you had been playing it for 4 years before
that.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Any other stories?
Well, one time there, I don't know if... It's not embarrassing, but it was kind of funny. Like, it's embarrassing probably for this guy, because this guy who said he was from Sicily got really drunk, and he bought like three of our shirts for like twice as much as they were worth, and we didn't try and sell them to him for extra. He just like demanded to pay that much for them, and so we're like, fine, if you want to pay twice as much as we sell them for, you know.
I think we sold him a Winona Sandwich Company t-shirt too. Oh, yeah. In the mix.
Just throw that one in there. Here you go. I like it.
We now return to Adam Lush and his interview with the members of My Private Eye. You're listening to The Live Feed.
Okay, is there anything in popular music that you guys kind of try to stay away from or that you really don't like or anything like that?
Maybe the auto-tune. We stay away from the auto-tune usually.
Yeah, well, I mean, we stay away from auto-tune basically because we don't even need it. It's just basically, but I mean, not that we don't like it. It's just, but yeah, I don't know if there's really anything I stay away from. I'm kind of interested in what's going on in pop culture, but sometimes I guess I used to make fun of Creed, but then of course all these other bands came around that were, I kind of miss Creed now. I kind of like, they were actually pretty good compared to some of the bands I've heard now. But there's some good bands too, I sound like a hater there, and I ain't be hating. So
do you like where the kind of the music is going nowadays? Do you think it's evolving in a good way?
There's some okay good stuff, new stuff. A lot of things sound like other old things. I don't know, there's a few bands I'm really into now, like Miniature Tigers is one that I've been listening to last year or so, and I don't know, Todd, do you have any?
I mean, every time I feel like, oh no, it's nothing's gonna change, or they're like, can't be anything new under the sun, there's always something that comes around and like surprises you. Or even, it was funny, like I'm not like a dubstep guy or anything, but I think it's kind of cool that like there's even a new genre that got created that, you know, like when you kind of gave up on anything new being able to be done because you think it's already been done. I mean, Skrillex comes along and he wows us all with his dubsteps.
So do you feel like you might incorporate dubstep in your music someday? Stay away from that?
Well, we were totally going to, but then Korn did it, and so now we can't do it.
Very nice. Okay, so where are you guys trying to go in the future for your band? Do you have any goals, or are you just kind of hanging out trying to play?
I think recording has been a goal for long enough.
Where a song would be nice, yes.
Yeah,
that's a goal.
That's probably the goal.
Recording is the goal. Recording an album, or even an EP, or even a few songs, like just recording something.
All right, is there anything else you guys want to add? Some promotion or anything? Website, Facebook?
Oh, well, no, I'm not going to do that. She was trying to get me to plug my other arts culture blog in Winona, The Noisy Neighbor, but I'm not going to do that because this isn't about The Noisy Neighbor. But, you can like us on Facebook. There is, like, a MySpace out there, but I think now that Justin Timberlake took it over, I think he probably erased our old one, and we don't update it anyway, so you don't need to worry about that. And there's no website, per se. We do everything on the Facebook right now. But, I mean, that will change, too, after we get a recording, so...
So thank you for talking to me, and for listeners, do not go to The Noisy Neighbor. Is that what you're telling them?
Well, they can if they want.
Well, we're not mentioning it here.
Not for My Private Eye, or maybe they might be on it. You never know.
All right. Well, thank you guys for talking to me.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Stonehenge comes down.
thank you to Megan, Todd, and Zach from My Private Eye for visiting with us on the live feed. More information on My Private Eye can be found on Facebook. More information on Midwest Music Fest can be found at www.midwestmusicfest.org. You've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.